welcome to High School Sports. Coming up live from Ithaca tonight, it's Wazika Steuben at Ithaca in area high school baseball. The call is coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show and a conversation with Ithaca baseball coach Danny Clary. That's coming up here on today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, this is Garrett. Join us this Thursday through Saturday for Vitesnik Power Sports' 50th Anniversary Spring Open House. Discover the latest models and gear up for your next adventure. Get factory rebates and Vitesnik cash up to $5,600 on select models while supplies last. Or rates as low as 3.99 for 60 months with approved credit on select models. Don't miss the Spring Open House at Vitesnik Power Sports this Thursday through Saturday, Highway 14, Richland Center. Celebrating 50 years of great customer service, it's what we do. Vitesnik Power.
Joining us is Ithaca coach Dan Clary. Coach, as you look back, boy, you've had some close games lately, haven't you?
Yeah, it really has been some really tight games. Some good learning lessons along the way for the guys, which is always, from a coaching standpoint, is fantastic. You know, you need to see these guys in some really pressure situations and figure out a way to get a positive outcome out of it. And that's what the guys have done. They've had to dig deep for a few wins this last week. They had that exciting walk-off grand slam against Brookwood on Friday night, which was definitely a good learning lesson for the guys to find themselves down by four runs in the last couple innings and figure out a way to chip away at it and then come through in the end. So, yeah, it's been some really, really good games.
Definitely has, and as you enter the week, you've got some important ones. You can't rest too quickly on your laurels because you got another one again right away today, don't you?
Oh, for sure, and Wazika's always a fantastic team. There's a lot of baseball conference-wise that's going to be played this week with a lot of makeup games, and so, you know, there's going to be a lot decided in these games, so we really got to focus each and every day to do whatever it takes to come out on top if we can. So, yeah, with Wazika today at Kickapoo tomorrow and then Weston on Thursday for conference games. So definitely be a test for the guys.
I think you've been able to develop some pitching. Do you think you got enough this week?
We're going to find out. And we also have a doubleheader against Westby on Saturday. And I know our JV is in a tournament in Prairie du Chien on Saturday. So arms are definitely going to be getting tested this week. But like I said, we've had a lot of guys throwing for a while. We can put quite a few guys on the mound that'll give us a chance. And so, yeah, I think we're in good shape. But at this point in the season, you do want them to be efficient as possible and just giving your team a chance to win. So that's what their focus is.
All right, we'll have more from Dan in just a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs, whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
Coach Clary joins us from WRCO and the Ithaca Bulldogs taking on Wazika coming up just a little bit here. I know you had a pretty good game against Wazika last time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game for about four or five innings until we were finally able to open things up a little bit. And Ben does a fantastic job with the guys. I know they're playing good ball right now. And so we're expecting a really good test. But our guys, too, I think we've been getting better with each game. I think we have yet to play our best ball, so that's a good sign. We're expecting a good one tonight.
I know that, you've had some that come right down to the wire against them in past years. And I think it's like with any team, when their number one is on the mound, you know, anything can happen, can it?
It can, and that's the beauty of the game of baseball is that even if you might have a really good team on paper, if you're hitting the ball and it happens to be right at defensive players, well, that's the way it goes. And if their hitters are hitting it in gaps, that's the game of baseball. And we hope we're hitting gaps tonight. So, yeah, because their pitching is definitely going to challenge you. And you just need to push the ball through, reach base somehow, and try to make good things happen.
I had to think a little bit. I mean, last year is last year, and this is a new year, but I think some of that comeback ability has kind of carried over for your team this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that was really nice about the Friday night game against Brookwood. We finally found ourselves in a four-run hole, and I, as a coach, I was just interested just to see what the look in the guys' eyes were. And I tell you what, that was a fantastic little huddle that we had, because you could just see it in their eyes. It's just like, all right, here we go. Let's just see if we can still get something like this done. And there wasn't a single one of them that was afraid of the situation. And you could tell that they were hungry and wanted it, and they did a good job about buckling down, having some really good at-bats, and pushing some runs across the plate. So that was really nice to see.
Being that you haven't lost, I know you're on top of the Ridge and Valley. How does it look right now? What's your lead looking like in the Ridge and Valley?
Well, as of like right now, like I said, we have a two-game lead on DeSoto and Weston, and a three-game lead on Seneca and Wazika. But there's a lot of games within those groups of teams, in that top group of five teams, that are yet to be played, with this week and next week finishing out. And so, like I said, it's a two-game lead right now, but we've really got to keep our nose to the grindstone, because any one of those teams can make a surge. So, and we want to be in that hunt in the end of things. So,
who are you looking at throwing tonight for the Bulldogs?
Sammy will be throwing tonight. He was able to stay under pitch count on Friday night, so him and Wes would be available tonight. Hoping to save Devin for tomorrow if possible against Kickapoo. And then we just react from there, however things are going.
All right, sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for Wazika Steuben.
All right, thanks, Phil.
That's Bulldog coach Dan Clary.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match, and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca on a beautiful sunshine day, soon to be evening. Hello, it's time for Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. Phil Mee with you tonight. The Hornets and Bulldogs have both warmed up, and in a moment they'll be introduced, and we'll share with you the lineup as well as they meet again this season. Bulldogs won the first time around, checking the Ithaca winning streak, and something I don't necessarily bring up with Coach Dan Clary, because I don't want to feel like I'm, going to jinx him or anything like that, but they've won 13 games without a loss to start the season. And you go back to last year, their last loss was the last non-conference game of the year. It was Monday, May 22nd, a year ago, when they lost in a non-conference game against Barneveld. They had just defeated Seneca on that Saturday to close out the Ridge and Valley, and then lost to Barneveld before starting that remarkable tournament run, which won them seven games in a row to the state championship. They've now won 13 in a row. So the Ithaca winning streak dating back to last year is at 20 games. Pretty remarkable, no doubt about it. But they've been challenged, and they'll be challenged again here tonight. The matchup has Sammy Clary with his catcher Houston Bolin going against Cohen Redman and his catcher Cooper Lummis. That's the battery tonight for each team. And we've got the game for you tonight. Yes, it is live, not tape delay. Game was moved back an hour because of testing that some Wazika students were doing, and I was going to press them for time to get here for a 5 o'clock game. So for Coach Ben Dooms and company, they asked Ithaca if they could push it back an hour, and boy, why not on a night like this? I was talking to Coach Dooms about that, and he, like me, in favor of, especially as the spring weather starts to get a little nicer in the month of May, moving those games back a little bit, moving them to 6 o'clock, or even maybe on a Friday night, 7 o'clock. And I get the fact that, for instance, tonight, They will play three innings of JV baseball after the varsity game is done. That does get a little later. But some of the nights where maybe the JV doesn't play or maybe are playing elsewhere, in Ithaca's case, it might not be a bad idea. Get some prime time exposure, maybe when people don't have to necessarily rush from work or can make it to the game. We have baseball coming up right around the bend tonight. The Ithaca Bulldogs and the Waseca Steuben Hornets. Tonight's featured Monday night baseball game from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Let's check the Ridge and Valley Conference standings as we get set for the action tonight here on WRCO. Bulldogs come in with the record of 9-0 in the conference. DeSoto at 7-2, and then Weston at 6-2 coming into the night. Seneca and Waseca Steuben each at 5-3, and Lafarge comes in with a record of 2-7. Also Kickapoo at 1-8, and North Crawford at 0-9. That's the Ridge and Valley standings as we enter the night tonight. The Bulldogs and the Hornets getting set to do battle here at Ithaca. For Waseca Steuben, coached by Ben Dooms, coming off a loss against DeSoto, and that was last week in the conference, a 13-3 win for the Pirates. They also have defeated North Crawford 18-12, defeated North Crawford earlier 10-0, and beat Lafarge in a close one 3-2. And 11-4 in the previous game, they defeated Kickapoo 12-6 as well. Last time loss against Ithaca was 14-2, a 10-run game back on a cool Thursday, April 11th at Waseca Steuben. May have been rainy as well. Also, Waseca Steuben lost to DeSoto 7-5 was the final. For the Bulldogs in the league, their wins have come against Waseca Steuben 14-2, North Crawford 6-3. That really tight Weston game, 3-1 was the final. Kickapoo 15-1. Seneca, they edged 6-5. Lafarge 8-0 and 11-4 in that doubleheader. They edged Seneca 1-0 and quite a ball game there. North Crawford 5-2. And that was, I guess that's the last conference game that they played after being rained out against DeSoto last Thursday. Well, we'll introduce you to the teams coming up in a moment. The Bulldogs versus Waseca Steuben coming up next on WRCO-FM at Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Leading off tonight for Wazika Steuben, Brett Wagner, the center fielder. Batting second, the shortstop, Ben Bird. Hitting third, Cooper Lummis, the catcher. Batting cleanup, the pitcher, Cohen Redmond. Jonah Klima at first base, hitting fifth. Ruger Pates, the DH, will hit sixth. Clint Mitchell at second base, bats number seven. Ted Millen at third base, hits eighth. And Dakota Cox, the right fielder, bats number nine. Sammy Clary on the mound, Houston Bolin behind the plate. We hope you enjoyed tonight's action. Here's the first pitch, swung on and fell back for strike one. Rest of the Bulldog defense, Mac Beef at first base. Wyatt Hilde is at second. Micah Salisbury, the shortstop. And Logan Anderson at third. In the outfield, from left to right, Wes Nelson. Matt Kepler, center, and Cody Burns in right field. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. That's low. One ball and one strike. The Hornets come in with a record of 6-4. As mentioned, 5-3 in the R&B. Bulldog infield on the edge of the outfield grass. Here's the 1-1. It is taken outside for a ball. Ryan Alvin calling the balls and strikes. John Noga on the bases tonight. Thanks to our umpires. Here's a chopper to third. Knocked down by Anderson. Gloves. Throws, and it is not in time. Close play, and it is a safe call, and Wagner is aboard. So one on, nobody out for Ben Bird. Hornets with a base runner. That'll get the Bulldog infield adjusted accordingly. Just a little bit of a light breeze blowing here at Ithaca Baseball Field toward the right center field area. Runner leads at first base. Bird standing in. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Bulldogs anticipating a possible play up the middle with a runner leading at first. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Sammy. It's upstairs. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Good crowd continuing to file in here now that it's a 6 o'clock game. I think even bigger than normal. 1-1, the batter shows bunt and pops it up. The catcher, Bolin, watches that one go foul along the Bulldog dugout. One ball and two strikes. Doug Faber on the grill up there. He's going to really have to start grilling. Get to work there. A lot of hungry folks, I think. Wagner leads at first, 1-2 offering to Ben Bird. There's a pitch, fouled back, and out of play. Bird staying alive. Sammy Clary has had some magnificent games this year, not only on the mound. He had a 7 RBI game earlier this year. Throw to first, the runner is back in, head first. Bulldogs will go back to work on the defense now. Wagner with the lead. Here's the pitch by Sammy. That hangs high above the letters. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Three innings of JV planned after this one tonight. 2-2 pitch. Changeup foul back. Hornets have been on that changeup here, trying to put one between the lines. Ben Bird stays alive. Brett Wagner with a bit of a lead over at first base. 2-2 offering from Sammy. There it is, and it's high. That makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Couple of swings. Now a throw back to first base, and the runner is back in time. Cody Burns, the Bulldog right fielder, pulled over along the line for a possible pull hit. Pitch of the runner going, swing and a miss, throw to second base. Close play on the tag, but they didn't get him. So Wagner steals a base after the strikeout to Bird. And Cooper Lummis will be the batter. He is the catcher. One at sporting some good athletes, 3 of 4 sport athletes in this top part of the order. Some of them also in the track world as well. Now Sammy steps up, looks the runner back. There are some Bulldog baseball players that have gone out for track this year as well. Micah Salisbury being one of them. Back and ready, Sammy throws to second, close play, and they didn't get him. The ball popped loose. Micah Salisbury diving in there trying to tag the runner, and the slide back in knocked the ball loose. Otherwise, they had Wagner. That was a really good move by Sammy Clary to second base. Sometimes those pitchers will reel and throw it into center field, but he had it right where it should be. It just got knocked loose on the slide. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Let's see if they wave Wagner. He's coming around. The throw to the plate, going to be close. Bolin tags him out. Throw back to second base. They've tagged up the runner at second. Bulldogs double play. Oh, my goodness. Some defense here. Wiping away a run from the Wazika Steuben Hornets and then getting a double play back to second base. That's an 8-4-2-6 double play, and that retires the Hornets. Nothing across in the opening inning. Wazika Steuben nothing. The Bulldogs coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803. It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Here is the Ithaca batting order tonight. Matt Kepler leads it off, the center fielder, followed by the pitcher, Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury, the shortstop, will hit third. Logan Anderson at third base, batting cleanup. Wes Nelson, the left fielder, hits fifth. Matt Neath at first base hits sixth. Wyatt Hilby hitting seventh, playing second base. Cody Byrne hitting eighth, the right fielder. And the designated hitter, Cole Brownlee, bats ninth for the catcher, Houston Bolin. Standing in, Matt Kepler. No score, bottom half of the first inning here in Bulldog country. And Cohen Redmond goes to work here for the Hornets. Fifth. Here's the pitch. It's high. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wazika Steuben in the customary green and gold lettering uniforms. Redman back and ready. There's the pitch down low. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. A little later ball game, I got a chance to go home and run through my yard, knock down my dandelions and break my mower, but we got it done. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. I was looking at my schedule this week, not only with baseball and everything else going on during the day, but I think, man, it's going to be a jungle by the time I get to mow it. Today's game got moved an hour. Maybe. There's your window. Strike called on Matt Kepler as he watches all the way. Cohen Redman. Went back to work now on the board with a strike. Here's the 3-1 offering. That's in the dirt. And the Bulldogs have a base runner. Kepler is aboard. That'll bring up Sammy Clary for Ithaca. Clary, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Redman and Lomas, the battery for the Hornets. Jonah Klima at first. Clint Mitchell at second. Ben Bird, the shortstop, and Ted Millen at third. Kepler lead. Throw to first is high. Nice play by Klima. Brings it down and keeps the runner at first base. In the outfield for the Hornets, Alex Manning in left. Brett Wagner in center. Dakota Cox in right field. Here's the pitch. Runner leaning, and it's high, a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Sammy Clary. A chance to help his own cause right here. Again, the runner leading at first base. Here comes the pitch. That one is outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Sammy Clary. Nobody out in the bottom half of inning number one. Redman checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. Bulldogs erasing a run at the plate. Great play. I started out with a throw from the outfield. So Matt Kepler to Wyatt Hilby. Here's the pitch down low. And Houston Boland got the tag on him and threw back to second base. Boland had several runners thrown out last year during the tournament as a freshman. Coming back from a knee injury and certainly hasn't affected his arm any. Here's the pitch. That's high, and there are two aboard here. Redman losing the batters, so Kepler goes to second. Clary at first. And now Micah Salisbury, the shortstop, will hit for the Bulldogs. Scoreless bottom of the first, two on without a hit for the Bulldogs. Redman back to work. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, left field, and deep. If it stays fair, it's a home run. It is foul. Just over the foul pole, about probably 10 feet to the wrong side of the foul pole, and it's just a long strike. Nothing in one to Salisbury. Micah, one of the seniors on this year's club. Kepler leads at second. Clary from first. Here's the pitch. High. 1 ball and 1 strike. The legendary Adam Hess on the PA tonight here at Ithaca. Selling some prime mover items on the side. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball 2. 2-1. People go up to Adam and ask if they know of anybody that has lawnmowers for sale. He can kind of hook them up. Or snowblowers, get a deal on it this time of year. Here's a swinging strike by Salisbury, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Logan Anderson in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. Runners lead at first and second. 2-2 from Redman. Here it is, swing and a foul back. Salisbury with a good cut. That wind has picked up a little bit, blowing in from center field area, kind of right center field, so it would be east to southwest kind of direction going on right now. Could affect the ball in play, especially hit this way. Here's the pitch. That's the ball. Count full, 3-2. Lots of pitches for Redman so far and does not have an out. Looking for that right now with a payoff pitch. Runners lead at first and second. The payoff is swung on and a foul. Salisbury went after what appeared to be a low one and got just a little bit of it. So time taken for the time being. Runners lead again now. Full count offering is high, and they're loaded up. Without any hits, the Bulldogs have loaded the bases. That'll bring up Logan Anderson. Anderson has had a good year. Time is called now. The Hornets will have a conference at the mound. Bulldogs with a real threat going here. They fouled off a few pitches, but have been watching the ball well, and Redmond has had just consistency problems, has missed fairly consistently high here. And as they talk, he's kind of working on that hole where the plant foot goes on the throw, trying to maybe reposition himself a little bit, bring that ball down. Hornets in a bit of a jam here in the opening inning. No score, Bulldogs threatening. Here's the pitch to Logan Anderson, and he takes a strike. Nothing in one, Wes Nelson due next for the Bulldogs in the opening inning. We're live in Ithaca, Monday Night Baseball tonight. Redmond ready, there's the pitch. Down low for a ball. I used to love Monday Night Baseball. It was on TV back in the day. And once in a very great while, especially when they got a little better in the late 70s, early 80s, the Brewers would be on there. One and one pitch, there's a strike. One and two, good pitch from Redmond. That was back before they would black it out unexpectedly like they have been doing lately and things like that. We were just happy to get a game once in a while. Then the rights were sold so they could get games on more in the 80s. Nearly every game. This one is outside for a ball. Two and two. Back then it was just a handful of games they would broadcast, and then in a while, Monday night game, Saturday afternoon was a big day for Major League Baseball on TV as well. They had a game of the week. It's a lot bigger thing then. There, a lot fewer games were shown nationally. Ball three to Logan Anderson, nowhere to put him. Full count, bases loaded. Here's the pitch, backed him away, and a run will come in. Four straight walks to start the ball game, and the Bulldogs lead it 1-0. That pushes across Matt Kepler. Danny Clary goes to third. Micah Salisbury to second. And Logan Anderson at first base. And now a conference of the mound. Wes Nelson is coming up. And this is the first time that the coach has actually walked out. So Coach Dooms out to have a word with his pitcher and infield. Previous conversation was between catcher and pitcher. So a 1-0 Bulldog lead without a hit here in the opening inning. Ithaca is taking on Wazika Steuben in softball today as well. So we'll try to get an update from there. Our Pony Express network. Going from Andrea Newkirk to Adam Hess. Then Adam will put a note on a pigeon's leg, and the pigeon will fly over here. So we've got it figured. Conference is over. Back to work now. It's Wes Nelson in, and the pitch swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Redmond gets it low in the strike zone that time. Base is still jacked here with Bulldogs in the bottom of the first. Ithaca leading 1-0. Here's the pitch. That is high. One ball and one strike. Still nobody out. And a force at any base for the Hornets. 1-1 is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Mack Neath due next for the Bulldogs. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and West takes it outside. Bulldogs are going to try to score. Going to be a close play at the plate. Sliding in safely with a head-first slide is Sammy Clary. Diving in was Redmond, the pitcher. It was close, but Sammy got a big jump on that and a big jump off the third base bag. That makes it 2-0 as the Bulldogs field home there on the pass ball. On the play, Micah Salisbury goes to third, and Logan Anderson to second. 2-0 ball game score. Wes Nelson still up there with a count of 3-1. Redmond wiping the hand off. Trying to get some grip on the baseball. Here's the 3-1 offering. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two on Wes Nelson. He's a junior for the Bulldogs. Coming back now with the next pitch. Here's the deal. That one is high. He walked in. 5 walks in the inning. The Bulldogs have loaded the bases again. And the hitter will be Mac Neef. Bases loaded here at the bottom of the first. 2-0 Ithaca. And here's Mac. Redmond checks the runner at third. And here's the pitch. Swing and a foul down the line. 0-1 to the batter. Another thing that was always fun about those Monday night TV broadcasts was Bob Uecker was one of the commentators on there. He would leave Milwaukee's games and cover a game for ABC. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1. Many times he was the color man, not the play-by-play, or he would do field interviews and comedy things. Pitch is upstairs for 2. On Mac Neef. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. 2-1 offering to Mac. Here is swing and a miss. And there are 2 strikes on the batter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Salisbury at third. Anderson at second. Nelson at first. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike 3. Redmond gets his first out on a strikeout and a good-looking pitch. That will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt's first at-bat since the walk-off grand slam won the game on Friday night against Brookwood. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air behind shortstop. Back is Ben Bird, and he's got it for out number 2. Just going to say, that'd be something to get the bases loaded, get up and jack one here, but he got under it. So 2 straight outs. And that brings up Cody Burns, the right fielder. I was here earlier this year when Cody had a home run over the fence. Here's the pitch ripped in the air, and it is caught at second base. Nice play by Clint Mitchell, robbing a hit from the Bulldogs up the middle, and that will do it. Bulldogs score twice without the aid of a base hit. No errors, and 3 left aboard. 2-0 Ithaca after 1 over the Wazika Steuben Hornets on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Batting in the top of the second inning for Wazika Steuben, Cohen Redmond. He'll be followed by Jonah Klima and Ruger Pates. 2-0 in favor of the Bulldogs in the Bridge and Valley Conference battle. Live from Ithaca, Clary's pitch is called a strike. 0-1, and we're underway in the top of 2. Nobody on, and nobody out. Here we go. The pitch swung on and fouled this way, out of play. 2 strikes on the batter. WIAA softball tournament will feed starting this Wednesday, which hardly seems possible, but that is the word on the street. 0-2, the pitch fouled off and out of play. Back over toward the grassy area where some youngsters are playing a game out there. Not sure. It's always kind of a hybrid, baseball and football, wrestling. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball fought off and fouled. Amazing that the number of foul back pitches we've had here for both sides. There's Demi has 1 strikeout. And Cohen, I guess, Redmond has 1 strikeout, but unable to get it by him consistently. 0-2. There he does. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. The hitter will be Jonah Klima. Klima playing first base for the Waseca Steuben Hornets. Got another nighttime game next week at Riverdale. Chieftains often, as it gets later, will play a later night game. Here's a strike call to Klima. Looking all the way. Sammy right down Main Street with that one. 0-1. Larry from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Lima going around, taking a pretty good healthy cut on that one. Larry ready. There's the 0-2. Changeup bounced on the infield towards second. He'll be trying to play it. Knocks it down. It's going to be a base hit. So a base runner for the Hornets. A runner on for Ruger Pates. That ball chopped on the infield, almost kind of like an AstroTurf hit, they used to say, as it would bounce on the carpet. And it spent a little bit of time in the air. And by the time that Bilby knocked it down, the runner was fairly close to first. There's a swinging strike by Pates. 0-1. A runner aboard with one away in the second inning for the Hornets. Clary back and ready. There's the pitch. Outside, back to first. Close. Didn't get him. 1-1. Well, if you're a base runner, Houston Bowl is going to keep you pretty honest out there. That catcher ready to wheel a deal. It's not lollipop throws. Curveball, strike 2 called on 8. Sammy Clary with a good one right there. And it is 1-2. Runner leads at first. Sammy is set. Gets and fires, and that one is low for ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klima back to first, getting the lead. Clary ready. The pitch, change up, strike. 3 call. 2 away now in the second inning. That'll bring up Quint Mitchell, number 7 hitter. Mitchell making his way in with Klima leading at first base. Larry ready, the pitch. That is low for a ball. 1-0. Klima with a slight lead. Danny kicks, fires just a bit low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ted Millen due next for the Hornets. Time out for the plate to be swept off. Now it looks like we are set to go again. Larry in mode from the belt, the pitch. Strike called on the batter. 2-1. 2 away in the second inning. Ithaca leading 2-0 on the Hornets of Waseca, Cuban. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. County brought the heat that time. Two balls, two strikes. Weema lead from first. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball on the infield. Larry cuts it off, throws to first in time. Pitcher to first, out number three, and that will do it for the Hornets. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at Ithaca. It's the Bulldogs 2 and the Waseca Stupid Hornets nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
For the Bulldogs, batting in the bottom of inning number two will be the designated hitter, Cole Brownlee. And in the top of the order, Matt Kepler and Sammy Clary. 2-0, Bulldogs lead without the aid of a base hit so far against Cohen Redman and the Hornets. Here we go. Bottom of two, Brownlee is in, and the pitch ripped on the infield. Down the line, in there for a base hit. Brownlee will round and look. And hold there with a solid single. Show a runner on and back to the top of the order for the Bulldogs, Matt Kepler. Matt walked and scored in the previous inning. Brownlee leads at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Kepler goes around and commits on that one. Bulldogs have been among the ranked teams throughout the year, but I haven't seen lately, but I'm sure moving up is the success they've had. Here's a pop-up foul and back out of play. Two strikes. It is tough to win consecutive games in high school baseball. And if you're a good team, as Bulldogs are, the weather is a factor. There's just so many things that come into play and go against you. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Get into days where you got to play consecutive conference games because of rainouts. Not always the best conditions. The rain that can be the equalizer. Pitch for the runner going. It's a high fly ball on the hit and run toward the outfield and drifting out of play on the left field side. Foul ball. Wow. Cole Brownlee running from first to second. He saw there was potential for that to be caught, so then he tried to put on the brakes and did a slide about halfway through. Got back to first base. On the foul ball. 1-2 offering to Kepler. Here's the pitch, and he fouled it. Or maybe he missed it. I'm not sure. They're going to keep the runner going to second. Throw to first. Not in time. And now the runner from second is coming on to third base. And he is there. So the runner will be allowed to stay at third base because you run at your own risk, but they are going to call Matt Kepler out because first base technically was occupied at the time of the strikeout. So that is the first out, second strikeout for Redmond, but the Bulldogs take full advantage and Brownlee is at third base. Here's Sammy Clary, who walked and scored back in the first. Redmond ready. The pitch bounced toward the middle, cut off by the shortstop Bird. It's going to score a run out at first base, and not in time back to the plate as Brownlee scores, standing up. 3-0 Bulldogs. Clary gets home a run with the ground out. That will bring up Micah Salisbury, who walked last time. Redmond set to work. Here's the pitch. High fly. He got under it. Right center field. Coming over the right fielder, Dakota Cox. And he's got it for the third out. And that will do it here in the second inning for the Bulldogs. They get a run on a hit. No errors. None left on. To the third we go. 3-0 Bulldogs over Wazika Steuben in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ted Millen leads it off in the top of the third for the Hornets and fouls one off. Nothing and one to count. 3-0 Bulldogs here in R&B action. And a check swing. Millen takes strike two from Sammy Clary. Dakota Cox is due next and then Brett Wagner. Clary from the windup. The 0-2 swung on and missed. He strikes him out on three pitches. So what a way for Dakota Cox, the right fielder. Last hitter to see Sammy Clary in the Bulldog defense for the first time. And he taps the plate and gets in. Clary ready to work. Olin with a glove up from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Both teams with a busy week coming up. Bulldogs have a makeup game tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two on the batter. Typical with the game at Kickapoo tomorrow night, then at Weston on Thursday. That's a big game. Wow. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strikeout number two. So six pitches and two outs now on strikeouts for Sammy Clary. That will bring up Brett Wagner. Wagner standing in, Clary ready to work. From the windup, at the curveball, strike. Sammy feeling it, nothing and one to the batter. Wagner reached on an error last time. Nothing and one, here comes the pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Strike two. Had a couple of extra inning games last week in our coverage, so pretty much seen it all. Nothing and two from Sammy, there's the pitch. Swung on and popped to right field. Burns is back. That ball is going to land fair. Getting around first, heading to second is Wagner, and he's got a double. Two-out hit for Wagner, who just got one fair, opposite way, going down the right field line, and he's on second with a double. That'll bring up Ben Bird. Sammy Clary was almost there for three strikeouts on nine pitches. which you don't see that happen very often. Here's a little pop, first base side in foul territory. Logan Anderson has got it, and that will do it for the out. So a pop foul, and the Hornets, after a two-out double, are retired. No runs and a hit. No errors, and one left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number three with Ithaca leading it here. Tonight, live from Ithaca, 3-0 over Wazika Steuben on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's the bottom of the third inning here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs leading it 3-0 over the Wazika Steuben Hornets. I chatted with my engineer, Tim Feed, there during the break, and I couldn't come up with a name. What it's called when you strike out the side on nine pitches. And Tim looked it up for me, and then I remembered it's an immaculate inning. I mean, it's so rare, I don't know that I've seen it. My local coverage, if I have, it's been a long, long time. Maybe in high school softball. But baseball, Sammy was within a pitch of an immaculate inning when Brett Wagner hit the double. He had struck out the first two batters on six pitches. He had two strikes on Brett before Wagner got one in there. Here's a ball to Logan Anderson. He'll be followed by Wes Nelson and Mac Meath. Redmond kicks and fires. That one is inside, nearly hit the batter. Two balls and no strikes. And a busy day for us at WRCO for a month. Must be Monday. A lot of things going on, but nice to kick back with a little baseball tonight. 2-0 pitch, strike one called on Logan Anderson. It's 2-1. Now, if it was earlier in the year and it was 32 degrees, I'd say, wow, here's a chopper down the line, third base side, and Anderson will reach base. Leadoff hitter on for the Bulldogs in the third. Wes Nelson to be the batter. Some of those 38-degree afternoon, early evenings, and then colder. It might be more of a chore to be out here, but tonight, what a pleasure. Nobody out, runner at first. Nelson, who walked last time. Here's the pitch from Redmond down low. Lummis keeps it in front of him. One ball and no strikes. Ithaca with three runs and only one hit tonight. He's actually been out hit by the Hornets. Here's the pitch down low for a ball, and it gets by. Anderson goes to second base. The wild pitch on that one. Not a lot of school left. Look out at the calendar from this point on. Less than a month of school days. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball two. Or make that ball three then on Wes Nelson. Matt Neef in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Down low. He walked him. Wes Nelson on at first base. First walk given up by Redmond since the first inning. They walked five in that first inning. This is Mac Neef, who was a strikeout victim back in the first. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit. Center fielder is back, should have it measured, though. Wagner has got it. There's a tag by Logan Anderson. He's going to third. Wes Nelson has to stay at first. So runners at the corners for the Bulldogs on the long fly ball. That will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt popped out to shortstop. His attempt to launch grand slam home runs in back-to-back at bat, dating back to last Friday night, but the bat was out. Here's the runner going first to second. It's a strike. There will be no throw. It's a stolen base for Wes Nelson. Runners at second and third here in the inning. One away. The pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. Back in my glory days, it was oftentimes schools would graduate around the middle of May. One offering is swung on and a piece of it, foul ball, strike two. One ball and two strikes. It was usually around, probably around the 15th to the 20th of May, right in there, it was graduation. Here's the pitch, curve ball, strike three. Nice pitch from Redmond, and he's retired two in a row now. Bulldogs will have to get a two-out hit to try and get those runs home. Here's Cody Byrne to wind out back in the second inning. Actually had a base hit taken away by Clint Mitchell up the middle, and he swings and misses at strike one. Nothing in one. Oftentimes, I think the underclassmen back then would go a couple of extra days, and oftentimes you'd be in the WIA tournament, so the seniors would come back and play the games. Here's a chopper on a check swing back to the mound. Redmond going to get out of it, throws to first in time, and that'll do it on the Bulldogs. A 1-3 put out, no runs and no hits at the inning. One error, two left aboard. We go to the fourth, Ithaca leading it 3-0 over Waseca Steuben here on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It's the top of the fourth, and Cooper Lummis leads it off for Waseca Steuben. Sammy Clary ready to work, and the pitch ripped in the air right field. Burns going over. That's another base hit for the Hornets. So they will have a leadoff hit in the fourth inning, and for the third time today, Waseca Steuben has its leadoff man on. That's four hits unofficially for the visitors today. Again, Ithaca leading it 3-0. Redmond, a strikeout victim last time. He will dig in from the right side. Starting to pick up a little bit, maybe switch direction somewhat. Going over toward right field more. Here's the pitch ripped on the infield. Nice play. Hilby slips to Salisbury. Back to second, back to first, not in time. Salisbury, looks like there was a little collision there, but he's all right. Everybody fine. So they got the force at second. Wyatt Hilby to Micah Salisbury. The throwback to first was in the dirt. So Redmond is safe on the fielder's choice. There is one away. 4-6 put out at second base. And here is Jonah Klima, who had a hit back in the second inning. Redmond leads at first. Larry, ready? There's the pitch. There's a strike. Topping in one to the batter. 3-0 Bulldogs lead. Top of four. Got a softball score as well. We'll share that in a moment. Larry set to work. Checks the runner at first. Here is the 0-1. Changeup is low. On one, the count. Bottom of the third. Ithaca leads 4-3 over Waseca. That's a good game going on. Just to the north of the baseball diamond. 1-1 offering. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Strike two. 1-2. Talking about the third inning when Sammy Clary came within a pitch of an immaculate inning. Tim Thede gave me some more information on that immaculate inning. It only happened 114 times in Major League Baseball, so it is quite rare. Rare in high school and ball as well, I would say. Here comes the next pitch. That one is fouled off and out of play. Names like Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson, Randy Johnson, all did it during their careers. I never did it, of course. I had a lot of immaculate innings where I swung and missed three times. Here's a chopper headed up the middle, cut off by Salisbury to one on the second base, but not on the first base side as they go back to first a little late. Klima beats it out. So Redmond out on the force. He'll be to Salisbury for the second put out up the middle. And Klima safe on the fielder's choice. Two away in the fourth for Ruger Pates, who struck out back in the second inning. Three swings and three misses. That'd be an I think I had an immaculate inning. If I struck out three times in the same inning, that'd be an immaculate inning, right? There's a chopper toward second, picked up there by Hilby, flips to Salisbury, covering, and they got him. Nice play. Just a little bit of trouble for Wyatt getting that ball out of his glove, but he finds it, and so all three outs are recorded at second base on force out here in the inning as Pate hits into a fielder's choice. In the inning, no runs, a hit. No errors, one left on after 3 1/2 here in Bulldog Country. It is Ithaca 3, Waseca Steuben nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Ithaca tonight. Cole Brownlee set to lead off. Then it'll be followed by Matt Kepler and Sammy Clary. 3-0 Bulldogs. They have three runs on just one hit. Waseca Steuben, no runs and four hits. But you have to take into account the Bulldogs have accepted six walks here today. So chances to hit the ball and being patient at the plate, obviously, but the pitch isn't in the strike zone, less chance to hit it as well. So that's sometimes that number's a little deceptive. Standing in and taking a rip at one. It's going to be ripped toward right center field gap. That's going to roll all the way to the fence for Brownlee. He's digging for second. Throw coming on. He's going for third. Here comes the throw. Head first slide. He's there. That is a leadoff triple for Cole Brownlee. Wow. When he dug for third, rounding second, went to third. I thought at the time, ooh, that might not be the best choice. But he gets in under the tag. So an extra base hit for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring up Matt Kepler. Kepler has walked and scored and struck out. Here's the pitch, bounced toward third. They're going to look the runner back now, a bobble, and there'll be no throw over at first base. Everybody is safe. Kepler on board now. Brownlee remains at third, and here is Sammy Clary. Clary has walked and scored. He has grounded out to push in a run. Redmond ready, runner going first to second. It's a strike, throw to the pitcher, trying to juke that runner off of third. It's a no-go, stolen base by Kepler, and Brownlee remains at third. So two ducks on the pond for the Bulldogs, and no one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redmond checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. It's low. Good block by Loomis. One ball and one strike to Sammy Clary. Trying to help his own cause. Redmond ready to work. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out in the fourth. 1-2 offering. Redmond ready. The pitch. Check swing and a ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Coming with some good heat that time. Brownlee back to third. Kepler at first. The 2-2 is swung on and popped up behind second base. Right fielder calling everybody off. Cox makes the grab. Now they're going to tag. Going to be close. Throw home. Not in time. They get a sliding Cole Brownlee. That makes it 4-0. Sammy Clary gets an RBI on the sack fly. And the batter will be Micah Salisbury. Cox had to go along the line a little bit, but it wasn't the easiest ball to throw on. And the Bulldogs never hesitated. Brownlee had a good jump as soon as that ball was caught. Here's the pitch to Salisbury. Micah rips it down the line in there for a base hit. There's a run scoring. And the Bulldogs jump ahead 5-0 now. Salisbury on base for the second time today. And Logan Anderson will be the batter. Anderson has walked to push in a run. He has also reached on an error. Salisbury with the lead. Redmond ready. There's the pitch. Runner going. It's the ball high. Throw to second base into center field. And not far enough for Salisbury to advance from second. So a stolen base now for the Bulldogs. They're in business with a man in scoring position. And again, one away. One ball, no strikes. Logan is back in. Redmond set to go. Here's the pitch to Anderson. Reached out and touched to left field. It's deep, but it should be playable. And Manning makes the grab, brings it back in, and Salisbury holds at third base. That left the bat. I thought it had potential there for Logan Anderson. On fly ball, out. And that makes it two outs. Wes Nelson will be the batter. He's taken a couple of walks today. Redmond with a pitch. Curveball is above the letters. One ball and no strikes. Mack Neef will follow if the Bulldogs are able to get a runner on. Redmond throws the rubber. Checks Salisbury at second base. Time is called. Now the batter is back in. 1-0 to Wes Nelson outside for ball two. Brewers underway in Kansas City. That game pushed ahead an hour because of bad weather. So that game was moved earlier. Our game was moved later tonight. 2-0 pitch is high. Runner going to third. Salisbury down the line as he gets in there. And let's see. Overthrow at third. He's safe as the ball pops loose. And the Bulldogs have a man a heartbeat away from scoring once again. Third stolen base this inning for the Bulldogs. 3-0 on Wes Nelson. Redmond to the belt. The pitch. Strike one. 3-1 to the batter. Ellsbury gains the lead at third base. Here's the pitch. That's ball four. Nelson will walk for the third time today. And the hitter will be Mack Neese. Mack has struck out, and he has flown out. Conference coming up at the mound. Ben Dooms, the head coach of Waseca Steuben, is out to have a word with his pitcher and his infield. We're in the fourth, and Ithaca leads it by a score of 5-0. And I believe might be looking at a pitching change. The Hornets' second mound visit here tonight. One earlier in the game. So they'll talk about what to do. Runners for the Bulldogs at the corners and a 5-0 lead. And it looks like they're going to push one of the position players in to pitch here. Looks like Ben Bird moving over from shortstop. So the pitching change has been made. A call to the bullpen here today at Ithaca. And a 5-0 Ithaca lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth with two away on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Continues his warm-ups here for Waseca Steuben as he continues those tosses. It looks like the Hornets have moved Clint Mitchell over to shortstop, and Cohen Redmond, usually pitching, is now at second base. So Bird, the second pitcher. Redmond struggled with control from early on. Winds up with 7 walks today. Hit-wise, not too bad against the good-hitting Bulldog Club. Gives up a total of 3 base hits and strikes out 3. So here we go. Runner at first, runner at third, runner going. It's a pitch down low for a ball to Mack Neese and a stolen base for Wes Nelson. 1 ball and no strikes. Runners at second and third for the Bulldogs, leading it 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Ben Bird set. Here's the pitch, inside. Ball 2. Wyatt Hilby due next for the Bulldogs. If Mack is able to successfully attack, here goes the pitch. Ripped in the air, right center field. Center fielder is over, and he's got it, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. Mack knee for the good line drive cut, but he is retired. In the frame, 2 runs across for the Bulldogs. 2 base hits. There was a Waseca Steuben error and 2 left on. We go to the 5th inning today. 5-0. Ithaca leads Waseca Steuben here at Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Pride County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri County Building Supply.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Tonight it's the top of the fifth inning, and Clint Mitchell set to lead it off. He'll be followed by Ted Millen and Dakota Cox for the Hornets. Sammy Clary on the mound, and here's the pitch, and that's his strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Mitchell grounded out to first base back in the second inning. From the windup, Clary with the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball and one strike. 5-0. Bulldogs in the lead here over the visiting Hornets. Here's the pitch. Changeup called strike two. They'll play three innings of JV ball afterward tonight. Won't broadcast that. I got to go home and see if I can scrape up something for supper. 1-2 pitch chopped down the infield. Second base side knocked down by Hilby. And he won't get it to first in time. That'll go as a base hit. So the Hornets have been pretty pesky putting the bat on the ball here today. Leadoff hit in the fifth, and that'll bring up Ted Millen, the third baseman. Mitchell will get a lead at first base as Millen comes up, and Sammy Clary goes to work. Checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. One ball and no strikes. Our plan tomorrow is high school softball, River Valley and Richland Center. That's at River Valley High School. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled, and that's out of play, strike one. One ball and one strike. We get the Hornets softball team on last week. We've not had River Valley on this year. It's, again, one of those bad weather days. You schedule that team, it's bad weather, it seems like. Tomorrow doesn't sound too bad, right? They're showers off and on, I think. Should be able to get the game in. Foul back pitch, and it's 1-2 on Millen. The runner leads at first base. Sammy Clary back to the belt. The 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. There is one away. That makes six strikeouts in the game for Clary, and Dakota Cox will be the batter. Cox, a strikeout victim, back in the third inning. Runner leads at first. Now gets back to the bag. Larry looks him back. Now Mitchell with a lead. Throw to the plate, and that one is down low. Top of the order due next for the Hornets in the fifth. Larry, ready, runner lead. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. I mean, going back to business there with that throw. 1-0 count. Larry, ready. Pitch to Cox. Hit this way, right field, hooking, and going over is Burns. Runs out of room as he runs into the batting cage area. And it'll be strike one. One ball and one strike. Again, Mitchell back to first base. Time is called as the ball comes back in. Somebody threw it back to Cody Burns in right field, and Sammy Clary was ready to pitch. Cody's like, I don't know what to do with it. He's going to put it in his pocket, but you can't have two baseballs in play at the same time. So then the umpire realized what was going on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. That's an old Bear Valley trick when we used to play slow pitch softball. Keep a ball hidden for such an event in the outfield. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That's high. Two balls and two strikes. on a foggy night. There were times when the fog would roll in there playing ball in Bear Valley where if you're in the outfit, they just had to take for granted that you caught it. Swing and a miss by Dakota Cox, and there are two away now. You'd say, I've got it. Hit your glove really hard, you know, boom. And then where'd the ball drop? Oh, yeah, pick it up and then throw it in. I mean, I've heard about guys that did that. One away and back to the top of the order. I should say two away, one on, and back to the top of the order. Brett Wagner has reached on an error, and he has doubled. And he throws the runner back to first base. Mitchell's been getting down and dirty, back in with a head-first slide once again. Step to face Wagner again. Top part of the Wazika Steuben order has been pretty tough. Wagner on twice tonight. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's a strike, throw to second. Post play, no, slips into center field, and it's a stolen base for Mitchell. So the Hornets put that man in scoring position now. Nothing in one on Wagner. Ben Bird, now the pitcher, is on deck. Larry eyeballs the runner at second base. Now to the plate. This one lifted toward second. Snagged by Wyatt Hilby for the out. And that will do it in the fifth inning. No runs and a hit for Wazika Steuben. No errors and one left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number five. 5-0. Ithaca leading Wazika Steuben on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Ithaca. 7, 8, and 9 batters up for the Bulldogs. Wyatt Hilby followed by Cody Burns and Cole Brownlee. 5-0. Ithaca. Ben Bird continues his warm-up tosses here to begin the fifth inning. Softball score. Boy, that's a bruiser. Wazika Steuben and Ithaca tied at 4 in the top of the sixth inning. Ithaca playing pretty well. No, they lost to Wazika Steuben last time, but a game with some conference implications in the race this year. That's going on in the North Diamond tonight. Wyatt Hilby has popped out to short and struck out. Ben Bird with a pitch, chopped toward left in there, and no, just foul. Ted Millen, the third baseman, played it, kind of dove to the line. That one was just foul, evidently. So it'll be strike one. Back in with the bat is Hilby. Ben Bird set. The pitch, that one is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hilby moves up in the batter's box. Bird with a pitch. It's going to be pop, foul, and out of play. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Bird back to the hill, ready to go again. And here's the pitch. That one got away. Ball two. Cool. Softball tomorrow. Center River Valley softball tomorrow. Baseball on Thursday. Here's a swinging strike by Hilby. There is one away. Batter Cody Burns. So Ben Burt, since coming out in relief, has retired two in a row. Got the final out of the fourth with the Bulldogs threatening with runners at second and third. Now gets the first out of the fifth. Tony Burns has lined out and grounded out. Here's the pitch. Down low. One ball and no strikes to the Bulldogs' right fielder. Bird is set up. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward third. Grabbed by Millen. The long throw, and they got him. Two up, two down. Good play. Ted Millen over to Jota Mima. And that will bring up Cole Brownlee. Bulldogs' number nine hitter is two for two. He has a single and a triple going for the cycle today. He has scored twice. Ben Bird to the belt. The pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. Kepler at the top of the order, due next for Ithaca. 1-0 from Bird. Here it is. Swing and a foul back. One ball and one strike. Ithaca JV warming up, getting ready to play. Play a few innings afterwards. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 2-1. Good numbers for the Ithaca JV, and they are playing, a lot of times they're playing games at the same time as Ithaca's varsity. So small school to have those kind of numbers, that's pretty impressive. Swing and a strike, two now on Cole Brownlee. And Bird on the verge of having a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the kick and the pitch. That backed the batter away. It's ball three. Full count on the hitter. 5-0. Bulldog baseball team in the advantage. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. Bulldogs with Kickapoo at Kickapoo tomorrow and Weston on Thursday. And then I believe they have a tournament coming up, or at least they play Westby in a doubleheader on Saturday, I guess it is. Here's the pitch. This one popped up on the infield. Ben Bird right in the middle of that infield making the call and can't hold on, dropped it, and the ball rolls out of play. So the Bulldogs will have a base runner. Brownlee on for the third time. And that will bring up the top of the order and Matt Kepler. Matt has walked and scored, struck out, and reached on an error. Time called, he'll stand in. Brownlee with a slight lead. Jona Klima playing the bag for the Hornets. Ben Bird ready to go. There's the pitch. Runner going. It's a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Big jump for Brownlee. Stole it easily. Man in scoring position for the Bulldogs. Strike on Kepler. Bird to the belt. Here's the pitch. Low. Nice backhand there by Cooper Lummis. Back to the pitcher. Brownlee leads from second base. The 0-1 is upstairs. Sammy Clary due next for the Bulldogs. The pitch from Bird reached out and ripped toward left field. The left fielder overhooking. Foul. So a couple of strikes on Kepler. The duck on the pond for the Bulldogs here, trying to put something across in the last of the fifth inning. Now they set up a 2-2. Bird ready. There is the pitch. Reached out, bounced back to the mound. Picked up by Bird. The throw to first in time to get Matt Kepler without number three. A 1-3 put out, and that will do it. No runs, no hits. There was an error. And one left aboard. 5-0 Bulldogs after five in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
For the sixth inning, a 5-0 lead for Ithaca. Getting late. Big crowd here. Hopefully they got enough hot dogs and broths to feed them. They weren't ready before I started the game, so I'm going to have to kind of sneak down there between innings, maybe get one before they're out, you know? Don't want to fade away. Here's Ben Bird. He's in against Sammy Clary from the windup. The pitch popped toward right center field. Center fielder calling everybody off. Kepler's got it. We're out number one. One up, one down in the sixth for Cooper Lummis. He'll be followed by Cohen Redmond. Lummis has two hits today for the Hornets. Wazika Subban has out hit Ithaca. Bulldogs with five runs, three hits unofficially. No runs, five hits for the Hornets. Bulldogs took a total of five walks in that first inning. Larry getting set for Lummis today. Left-handed batter is in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Larry trying to bear down here a little bit as this game gets late. From the windup, the pitch ripped toward third. Look out, everybody. Down the foul line. Strike two. Got a few people in lawn chairs sitting on the third base line over toward the elementary, the all-purpose room there. Kind of scattered him there as the ball went down the line. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch from Sammy. Swing and a miss. Throw down to first base to officially complete it. And there are two away. Eight strikeouts now for Sammy Clary, and that'll bring up Cohen Redmond. Cohen has struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. Batting in the top of the sixth inning. The lights are coming on here at Ithaca. Light standards put in some years ago now. I remember when the original ones went up. What a deal that was. Here's a swing and a fly ball behind second base. Who's got it? Salisbury, the shortstop, drifting back, and he's got it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Hornets. That's the first time since the first that Ithaca has faced a minimum of Wazika Steuben batters in an inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and left on. We go to the last of the sixth inning. Bulldogs 5, Hornets nothing. High school baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
bottom of the sixth inning. Still on the pitch is Ben Bird. He's had a good relief stint today. He has retired three, four of the five batters in a row. One batter reached on an error for the Bulldogs. He'll be facing the 2, 3, and 4 batters, Sammy Clary, Micah Salisbury, and Logan Anderson in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-0 Bulldogs. Ithaca played a 2 in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the fourth inning. In at last word, a 4-4 tie at the softball diamond, Ithaca and Waseca Steuben. Good ball game going on tonight. Here we go. Clary is in. He has walked and scored, grounded out to drive in a run, and got a sack fly. RBIs tonight. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing in one. Be a nice night to play at 3 innings at JV. Nothing in one. There's the pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. They haven't asked me to play, but I think I've used up my eligibility. 1-1 is the count. The pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Didn't have much to begin with. You don't have much to lose in terms of skills. 1-2 offering. The pitch swung on and ripped to center. The center fielder coming over. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. And it rolls by. Now coming on towards second, but putting the brakes on and getting back to first is Sandy Clary. Good recovery by Brett Wagner out in center field. Bought that ball back in and holds Sammy to a single. Now it's Micah Salisbury. He has walked, blown out to right, and singled to drive in a run. Clary gets the lead. First, Ben Bird. Now the pitch is going to be high. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time. 1-0 on Salisbury as Clary steals the base. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Bucks trying to work for another run here. They've had some opportunities in the game. This one is down low. Ball two. They have stranded a total of 8 runners. Bird ready. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Left field. Hooking and foul. Over toward the elementary all-purpose room again. And it's strike one. Salisbury has flown out. Beat the right ones. Hooked one foul earlier in the game as well. Over on the left field side. 2-1. Here's the pitch. That's high. 3 balls and a strike. Clary back to second base. 3-1 offering from Bird. There it is. Hop towards center field again. Wagner drifting over. Waits and makes the grab for the first out. 1 out for Logan Anderson. Logan today has walked a push and a run. He has reached on an error and blown out. 5-0 Bulldogs, bottom of 6, as we come to you live from the Ithaca friendly confines today. Bird ready, down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Les Nelson due next for Ithaca in the last of the sixth inning. Larry leads. 1-0 pitch. Taken for a stride. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shadows kind of creeping across the diamond now. Again, the lights are on. 1-1 offering is upstairs. Ball two. That's coming up for the next half hour or so. Runner back at second base. 2-1 offering, there's the pitch in the dirt and back to the screen, but not far enough for Clary's liking. He stays put over at second base. And the count goes to 3-1. Bird looking down the barrel. Lomas with a glove up. The pitch down low for the ball. And they walked in. First walk given up by Ben Bird. Logan Anderson takes a free pass. Runners at first and second. And the hitter will be left fielder Wes Nelson. 5-0 Bulldogs. One away at the bottom of the sixth inning. Ben Bird step for the Hornets. And here's the pitch. That's high. Runner is going. Double steal. Throw to second. Not in time. Tammy Clary goes to third. Logan Anderson at second on the double steal. Clary with two stolen bases on this particular run on the bases. Ben Bird gets back to work on Nelson, who has walked three times today. He's without an official at-bat. This one is taken a little bit high. Count is 2-0 on Wes Nelson. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 2 balls and 1 strike. Official home talent season getting underway. They'll start that in a couple of weeks. Here's the pitch. That's high. Ball 3. 3-1. Players from this area, some Ithaca players, will be involved. High school players can't play in the league until their high school season is done. Former high schoolers will play. Check swing, foul ball. Down the line, and it's strike 2 on Nelson. Full count coming up now to the batter. Danny Clary at third, Logan Anderson at second for Ithaca. And Bird with a 3-2. There it is. It is strike 3 called, and there are 2 away. Second strikeout recorded by the pitcher, Ben Bird, and it's up to Mac Neath. Neath has struck out, flown to center, and lined out at a sharp hit taken away last time. 2 put outs in center field. Here's a rip to right center, and that one is going to be down, and a run will score, maybe 2. Larry's in, Anderson being waved. It is 7-0. Big hit by Mac Neath. Or some Bulldog insurance runs right there. 2 RBI hit. And that will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Hilby today looking for his first hit. 0-3. A runner leading at first base. Bird to work. The pitch bounced on the first base side. Picked up by Klima, who steps on the bag for the force. And that will do it. 3 away. And the Bulldogs played a couple of runs in the inning, and they do it on 2 base hits. There were no errors and 1 left on. We go to the 7th inning, Ithaca leading it 7-0 over Waseca Steuben on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Devin Iam is now on the pitch. It's the top of the 7th inning, so I'm on in relief to get some work and warm-ups. Might very well be a starter, depending on how many pitches he goes tonight, but might be a starter in the coming game. Maybe if he stays under 30, he could pitch again tomorrow night against Kickapoo and play Weston on Thursday night at West B on Saturday. So I'm sure he'll be coming up along the way somewhere along the line. But the line on Sammy Clary, he worked six innings tonight, strikes out a total of eight, does not walk a batter, and gives up five hits. 7-0 Bulldogs, and Iam will face Jonah Klima, Ruger Pates, and Clint Mitchell. Bulldogs trying to win for the 14th time in a row to start the season. That's got to be a record. And back in the dark ages when I played, you were lucky if you played 14 games in it. That would be a big season, because normally there were really only about 9 or 10 regular season games, if I remember right. Iam is set to go and ready to work. From the windup, here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Yeah, the Ridge and Valley, so I'm sure you played everybody twice. So maybe I'm underestimating, but probably 14 would be about regular season for the tournament. Didn't play a lot of non-conference games. This one is down low. Two balls and no strikes. Klima back in from Devin Iam. Ready to roll from the windup. There's the pitch. And a rip to center. And in there, it's going to go all the way to the fence for Jonah Klima. It'll be picked up. He's digging. And he's there with a double for the Hornets. So a leadoff two-bagger. Well, yeah, Zeke Subban's not been hitting the ball too terribly today. That is their sixth base hit. Second double of the game. And the batter will be Ruger Pates. Courtesy runner coming out for Klima. That will be number 7, Julius Hooley. Julius out. Stands on the bag and now gets ready as Devin Iam goes back to work. The Bulldogs still three outs away from logging their victory here, improving to 10-0 in the conference and 14-0 overall. Three outs to get. Devin Iam is back and ready. Here's the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Nothing and one to the batter. Looks like Wazika Steuben has defeated the Ithaca softball girls tonight. That's score in a moment. Runner leads at second base. Iam to the belt. The pitch. Reached out, touched toward left field and out of play. So it's strike two on the batter. Sioux Valley softball tonight. Seneca 12-1 over DeSoto. That one just came across the screen, and then I see Wazika Steuben 9-4, the final. Check swing and a strike, and the batter is out. Ruger Pates is out. One away. Runner stays at second base for Clint Mitchell. So the game was tied at 4 on the softball diamond and the top of the 6th. And Wazika Steuben wins it 9-4, the final. They win for the second time this year over the Bulldogs. Here's a high fastball to Mitchell, who is 1-for-2. He had a single back in the 5th inning. Klima leads from 2nd. Iam to the belt. Devin with a pitch. That one is high. 2 balls and no strikes. Devin has thrown some JV ball as well for Ithaca. Possibility he could be a little bit in the next game as well tonight, the JV game. Strike one called on Mitchell. Ted Millen due next for the Hornets. Dooley leads from second base and one away. Iam ready to pitch. Down low for a ball. And the count goes to 3-1. Well, it looks like that to our regular time, unless something changes. They're being creative with the schedule this year to get everything in. Pickoff moved to second base, and the throw is late as the runner Cooley gets back in time. Micah Salisbury now playing at second base. Sammy Clary, the shortstop, with I'm doing the pitching. Here comes the next pitch. Bounce foul outside of the bag at third base for strike two. 4:50 pregame time tomorrow as Richland Center travels to River Valley for area softball. I'm looking in for the glove. Ready to rock. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball over toward the bus garage. In fact, that'll make the roof. How often somebody has to climb up there and get one? That could clog up your eavesdrop. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball on the infield. It stays in front of the plate. Boland scoops. Throws low. Nice scoop by Mac Neef. And there are two away on the play. Jonah Klima goes to third base. Two away. Boland had to scamper and then threw a little bit low. Mac Neef bradling the ball. And with two away, Ted Dillon will be the batter. Ted looking for his first hit today. Wazika Steuben trying to spoil the shutout with a runner at third base. 7-0 Bulldogs in the top of the seventh. Time is ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Devin Iam trying to finish it up for Sammy Clary today. Time out for the plate to be swept. Iam will look the runner back to third base. Now he's back and ready. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. At the completion of this one, we'll be going to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. Cooley leads big time at third base. Down the line, here's the 0-2 offering. That is outside for a ball. 1-2 to the hitter. Runner leads at third again. Devin Iam to the belt, to the plate. Swung on and fell back. Ted Millen doing a good job of staying alive and relevant today. Bulldogs an out and a strike away from officially putting this one in the books. 1-2 offering to Millen. Changeup ripped toward right field. Picked up by Salisbury, and he flips it over to Neef in time. And that will do it. That's ball game today here at Ithaca. For Wazika Steuben, no runs and a hit, no errors, and one left on. Today's final, after 6 1/2, Ithaca wins it 7-0 over visiting Wazika Steuben. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs put one in the books here today, and they improve on the year to 14-0 with the victory here today. And they've won 10 times in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Wazika Steuben falls to 6-5, and they are 5-4 with the loss here today. And they didn't play that badly, but needed some timely hits in there. It couldn't bring them around, and the Bulldog pitching rose to the occasion. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the ball game. Well, there are several plays in this game that you can pick out and go back on. And I think we kind of stick with the defense tonight. And one of the plays that set the tone early, this was right away in the opening inning. The Wazika Steuben Hornets with the leadoff hitter on, got him to second base. And then it was a great opportunity for Cooper Lummis, who lined a base hit. Wazika Steuben tried to score, and Matt Kepler threw to Wyatt Hilby at second base from center field to second. He'll be relayed to the plate. Houston Boland slapped the tag on for the out and then turned around and threw back to second base for the out on Loomis, who was trying to go to second base. So a double play ended the first, and I felt that really set the tone because the Hornets looked sure like they were going to score. If nothing else, at least have a runner in scoring position with two outs, but everything erased, and that was certainly the deal. The Bulldogs and Sammy Clary relying on defense today to get it done, and a shutout is preserved right away in that opening inning. Duncan Rewards rewards the great plays of the game during our high school sports broadcast this year. You're listening to High School Baseball live from Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you. So why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints. So why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Ithaca polishes off a 7-0 victory and improved now with 14 wins to start the year. And be not too long down the road where it'll be a year since they've lost a high school baseball game. So pretty remarkable. The Bulldogs got off to a good start with two runs without a hit in the first inning. Took advantage of five walks, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the day. They would add one in the third, two in the fourth, and two in the sixth inning to get the win. Matt Kepler scores twice today for the offense. Sammy Clary is 2-for-3 with two RBI, two scored, and a walk. Micah Salisbury 1-for-3 with an RBI. Logan Anderson with an RBI. And Matt Neef has two RBIs on the hit in the sixth inning. And Cole Brownlee is 2-for-3 with two runs scored. Leading for Wazika Steuben, Cooper Lummis is 2-for-3. And Jonah Klima is 2-for-3. He had a double in the game. Sammy Clary, the winning pitcher, strikes out 8, does not walk a batter, gives up 5 hits and 6 innings of work. Devin Ein came in to strike out 1, give up a hit in his lone inning of work. Cohen Redmond suffers the loss, walks 7, gives up 3 hits, and strikes out 3 in 3 2/3. Ben Bird came on in relief, and during that stretch, strikes out a pair and walks 1. While giving up 2 base hits. The Bulldogs' next action is coming up tomorrow. They will play at Kickapoo in Ridge and Valley Conference play for Wazika Steuben. They've got a Thursday game with Kickapoo and a Friday game at Weston still to go. JV action coming up right around the bend here. We won't cover that, obviously, but we will be back your way tomorrow with high school softball, Richland Center at River Valley at the 5 o'clock first pitch time from River Valley School Field. Once again, today's final, Ithaca 7, Wazika Steuben 0 in area high school baseball. It's been engineered by Tim Fee. This is Phil Lee thanking everyone in Ithaca, by Mover King Adam Hess, and everybody here. We appreciate it. Good to be along with you tonight. And see the Bulldogs win 7-0 over Wazika Steuben on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca West and track teams have been busy as of late. Over the weekend, they competed in the Ginger Morey Invitational at Riverdale, a longtime meet destination for Ithaca West. The boys' results, Clayton Lee with a personal best, 4:42.11, second place in the 1600. Sam Jones was sixth in the 400. In the 800, Brayson Garcia-Boland was seventh. Channing Wheaton was ninth with a personal best in the 200. In the 3200, first place for Clayton Lee. Pole vault, Carrick Thompson was fourth. Brayson Garcia-Boland ninth. In the long jump, Landon Thompson seventh. Shot put, Channing Wheaton was ninth. And in the girls' results, Kaylee Peterson with another big day, first in the 100. Kaylee Miller was second for Ithaca Weston. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson fourth. The 4x2 relay was second. Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook. The 4x1 was first place. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson with a time of 53:45. Tristan Peterson first in the 300 hurdles, a sixth place finish for Maggie Kirshner in the 800. In the 200, Kaylee Peterson was first, Aubrey Cook second, and Leah Puig sixth. A new high jump record set by Kaylee Miller for Ithaca Weston. She jumped 5'3". The record was previously held by Joni Davies, set back in 1987 for Ithaca. In the long jump, Tristan Peterson was third, triple jump second place for Aubrey Cook, and seventh for Jasmine Meyer. The next action for the Ithaca Weston track teams will be at the Ridge and Valley Small Conference meet at North Crawford on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.